On the northern prairie of North Dakota, the day starts with a distinctive rhythm. Bison prepare for the mating season. The bulls bellow challenges that echo across the Badlands. Prairie dogs bark shrill warnings at the approach of an intruder.
You will be riding in a wilderness environment.
And riders mount up to explore an area still best traveled on horseback. All this is the legacy of President Theodore Roosevelt, who first visited and wrote about this land in 1883.
Well, probably the most profound item that he wrote about constantly was the solitude that one could find riding through the Badlands. He found the beauty interesting. He wrote about the grimly picturesque Badlands, which kind of describes this area perfectly today. Theodore Roosevelt came out here in 1883 to hunt for a buffalo or bison. It was his dream to get one, possibly before they were all gone.
Roosevelt bagged his bison and went back east to a promising political career, not realizing he would soon return to the Badlands. The Maltese Cross Cabin was Roosevelt's first home here. It was a refuge from personal tragedy and political disappointment. Today, the Badlands Roosevelt roamed and loved are a national park that bears his name.
We cannot talk about conservation and the National Park Service without talking about Theodore Roosevelt. During his term as presidency, he helped establish 5 national parks. He also used a law, the Antiquities Act, to set aside 18 national monuments.
Theodore Roosevelt National Park preserves a prairie ecosystem that has become increasingly rare.
There's a couple playing.
There are some things here Roosevelt wouldn't recognize. By the 1880s, bison had been hunted nearly out of existence in these Badlands. Since they were reintroduced in the 1950s, the herd has grown. Perhaps the thing that has changed the least here is solitude.
I love going out into the backcountry and hearing the nothingness, the quietness, and experiencing the same thing that Theodore Roosevelt wrote about.
He wrote of listening to the rustle of the cottonwood leaves, of winding his way among the barren, fantastic, and grimly picturesque deserts of the Badlands, of feeling an attraction to the lonely freedom of the wilderness. That feeling is as real today as it was then.